Both bills were drafted to protect people working in low-wage industries that have been historically staffed by people of color. One bill, Senate Bill 1257, passed both the Senate and Assembly with little opposition. Labor leaders say it came as a surprise when Governor Gavin Newsom vetoed the legislation. Socorro Diaz is a labor leader with ALMAS, Great and Day Labor Center in Sonoma County. She suffered a respiratory ailment after cleaning houses without adequate protection in the aftermath of the deadly 2018 campfire.
I feel angry with the governor because he doesn't understand the value of our work. I would love it if he went with me to my city, Santa Rosa, to see for himself how we work in dangerous conditions. Without protective equipment, more workers will get sick, as I got sick for being exposed to smoke and toxic ashes. And with the dangers of the current pandemic, we will always feel fear.
Diaz was joined by dozens of other domestic workers and supporters. Some with children in tow at a protest rally in front of the state building in San Francisco. They rallied to denounce the governor's rejection of the measure, which would have required employers to notify their workers of job hazards. It would have also entitled domestic workers and day laborers the same workplace safety standards for workers in similar industries like janitorial services and long-term care facilities. Kimberly Alvarenga is director of the California Domestic Workers Coalition.
For us, this, what the veto feels like for domestic workers across the state is actually a clear message from the governor that domestic workers are second-class workers, that they don't deserve the same protections that other workers already have. It's unfortunate because they don't have an economic safety net. They don't have the same choices that others have. Their choice is to work, to feed their kids or not.
The second labor bill the governor vetoed faced heavy opposition from business interests. Assembly Bill 3216 sought to require employers in the hospitality industry to first rehire the workers they laid off as a result of the coronavirus pandemic, including cases where a new owner takes over the business. The bill also originally included emergency paid sick leave and expanded family leave. Luis Auerhahn, Director of Economic and Workforce Policy at Working Partnerships USA, says this bill was drafted early in the pandemic when low-wage service workers, especially immigrant and Black workers, were laid off in droves.
Due to objections from the California Chamber of Commerce, various pieces of that bill were stripped out in various parts of the process. But what we found was that they would say, well, we can't support the bill because we have, you know, X problem with the bill. So it would be amended and X would be taken out. Then they would say, well, we still can't support it because we don't like Y. Y was taken out. So that happened over and over. And so what it ended up with was that even though the bill was amended and amended and whittled down to take out everything that the chamber said that they had a disagreement with, the chamber still lobbied the governor successfully to kill the bill.
Supporters of the bill say it would have guaranteed thousands of essential workers their jobs back after the crisis subsides. The California Chamber of Commerce labeled AB 3216 a, quote, job killer bill, unquote, which they say would have imposed an onerous and stringent process for employers and subjected them to litigation for any alleged mistakes. I'm Chris Lee, reporting for KPFA.